If you are a stay-at-home parent and your entire life focuses on your child, you can decide that your network is as large as the universe of individuals that are critical to raise a healthy child. The network of other parents that you know, the network of teachers, coaches, tutors, music instructors, that network is the limit of what's interesting to you. Now, of course, if you had the other goal of having hobbies of your own, and you might want to expand your network, and then all of a sudden you decide that you want to make sure you're building your relationships before you need them, and you may want someday to go back into the workplace. So now you've got to add those names to your networking action plan, or your what we call our relationship action plan. Someday you've had this idea of a business that you might want to start, so might be a good idea to add a few individuals who could fund that business to your network, or potential partners who could run that business with you. Now, so if you align your goals and your future goals to the people that you're building relationships with, that's building your network. And in terms of the numbers, it really doesn't matter. It's more about the goals and your capacity and interest in managing the relationships.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.